Okay, thank you. Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12,398. James and Mary Beth Parker seek a special use exception to place an off-premise sign and an electronic message centre off-premise sign. Sections 115.80, 115.81, 115.159.5 and 115.161.1 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, approximately 0.26 miles northeast of Gravel Hill Road, that's Route 30. The 911 address is 29856 John J. Williams Highway, Millsborough. The zoning district is C1 General Commercial, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 40.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to provide a 20 foot wide by 10 foot high panel with a maximum height above ground level of 25 feet. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Parker, 28933 Lakeview Road, Millsburg, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I see you've got looks like some exhibits over here. Do you have any other exhibits that you plan on submitting? Okay.
No, sir.
All right. We will need to keep that at the end of the hearing tonight. So okay. I just want to let you know that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Thank you, Ms. Chair and members of the Board of Adjustment. My name is Jim Parker, and as he noted a while ago, I'm in here on behalf of my wife, Mary Beth, and me. We own a property at 29856 John J. Williams Highway, right outside of Millsboro on Route 24. Our property is currently zoned C1 and consists of 1.82 acres. The existing use of this property is a self-storage facility consisting of 75 units and one small commercial space in the front. I am seeking approval for a special use exception for an off-premises billboard where one side would be static vinyl and the other side would be electronic message center. We do have approval from DelDOT, and we have submitted a letter of no objection for that. The sign will measure 10 foot in height by 25 foot. A while ago, I think I heard you say 20, but our permit asked for 25.
I did say 25 by 10, but
okay. Yeah, no problem. I just that totals 250 square feet. The sign will be mounted on a 20-inch diameter steel monopole and will be supported by steel framing, and it will be installed 40 foot from our front property line. The proposed billboard does meet all setback requirements. We're 642 feet from the existing billboard towards the east, 814 feet from the existing billboard to our west. There are no electronic message centers within 3 miles of the proposed sign. The proposed billboard will be at back-to-back, and it will consist of two parallel signs facing in opposite directions, one facing east, one facing west. There are no dwellings, churches, or public lands within 150 feet of the proposed billboard, and the sign will not substantially affect the use of adjacent or neighboring properties. The billboard does not propose any fire hazards and will not affect property value or traffic in any way. The sign will not be a public nuisance, and it will meet all the brightness standards required by code for the electronic sign. Our neighboring property to the west is a commercial property, and and the property to our east is a dwelling. Both of them are 300 plus feet away. The neighboring property to our east, which is a dwelling, does have a large pine tree buffer between their property and our property, pine trees. Our electronic message center that we're asking for will be based on the fact that the ads will have to stay fixed for a minimum of 10 seconds plus. And our transition from one ad to the next will be simultaneously less than 1 second. The sign will also have what we call an automatic shutdown feature, which if the sign would malfunction in any way, it would automatically be turned off. All ads will be still. We will not ask for any type of special lighting effects, any type of flashing lights or animation of any kind. Probably the biggest thing that I want to point out is that the electronic messaging center will have automatic dimmer controls, which will allow the light to be adjusted for different times of the day and night. That lighting control will be done by a hardware and software computer. The biggest thing about the message center is there will be no audio and no verbal announcements or any noise coming off that at all to affect neighbors or traffic. In conclusion, I ask the Board of Adjustment to consider and approve based on the facts that this proposal billboard does meet all Sussex County requirements and that it will not alter the neighborhood in any way currently that's existing. Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Which is the residence to the east of your property?
The current neighbor is right here.
Oh, to the west.
Yeah. And this is our property here. This is where we're wanting to put the billboard. And this is all commercial currently.
So it will be... It won't affect them in any way?
No, ma'am. It's more than the amount required.
Okay.
How far from the road will it be?
From our property line, it's 40 feet. But John J. Williams Highway is 100-foot right-of-way. So
it's 100 feet. It's going to be in the easement?
No, ma'am. I said it's 40 foot on our property line, but the right of way for the John J. Williams Highway is 100 foot, which is a little wider than what most see, but it is 100 feet wide.
So, but my question is, it's 100 feet and it's 40 feet from the easement?
No.
That's my question.
Property
and you can't, no, if Ken, you'd like you to talk, you can come up and be sworn in.
No, it's 40 feet into our property line. The easement or the right-of-way is 100 feet for John J. Williams Highway. I'm not sure I understand.
So that's from the center of the road?
Oh, no. From the center of the road, it's 90 feet if you want to go that way.
All right. You're not getting what I'm trying to ask.
I'm sorry.
So are you going to put this sign in the Del Dot easement?
Oh, no.
So then it's going to be 40 feet from your front property line, is that what you're telling me?
To the front of my sign, that is correct. And then 25 feet on further back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you see what I was getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Because his property line would still be parted in the easement.
No.
Maybe that drawing. Can you see this drawing?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you still own the land, it's just Del Dot has an easement over it. Okay.
You see where it says 100 foot? 40 feet off the property line to the front of the sign.
So if you go back to the microphone, your Del Dot easement does not come over on your property line at all?
No, ma'am.
Wow. That's a first.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Have you approached the neighboring properties about this?
I have not. The property owner to the left of me bought that property. He's out of Wilmington, and he was just renting it, and I'm not sure what he's planning on doing with the property. I do know he got a letter. Yes.
And the house to the right got a letter.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to understand, it's to place a billboard and electronic message center. Does that mean that one side's going to be a billboard and the other's going to be electronic?
Yes.
Which side's which?
The east side coming into Millsboro would be the electronic. Mm-hmm. The west side going east would be the static.
you got me backwards. I'm thinking, you know, east is going toward Lewis.
Just, that's why I asked the question.
Yes.
As it is.
I guess he's
can be confusing.
Standing in the property.
Depends on where you are.
That's true.
What else is that property used for?
Right now, it's a very small, and I say small, it's only 75 units of mini storage. And if you know anything about mini storages, that's not a real big mini storage unit. And this here would just help us be able to gain a little more revenue on the property.
What's the office or the commercial?
The commercial building, we rent it out, and then we have a small office in it for our mini storage. Currently,
what kind of type of business is there?
Currently, it's an office for a roofing company.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Just briefly, I want to make sure I understood this right. The property to the west is a commercial use parcel, correct?
Yes, sir.
The property to the east is the one with the dwelling?
Yes, sir.
And I want to make sure I understand this. The proposed billboard will be no closer than 150 feet from the property to the east. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I think you're correct on that, but let me pull my paper and confirm it because I do have a paper here with that information. I think if you look at that survey at the top left corner of the paper I just handed you a while ago, the billboard, the surveyor put that on there, how far that is from the property line. And I don't recall that off the top of my head as far as the exact number.
Yeah, the issue that we have, and I just eyeballing it, looks like it would be greater than 150
feet. Oh, it's by far more than 150 feet, yes, sir.
The reason that's of importance is because the way the code is written, mm-hmm. it's not that you're 150 feet from any dwelling.
To the property line.
It's from any lands.
Yes, sir. We are more than 150 feet. That is correct.
Okay.
From the corner, east corner of the property? Is that what you're asking? I see that there.
To there.
Okay, gotcha.
That's more than 150 feet.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it appeared to be that way. I haven't scaled it. I don't know if Mr. Whitehouse has done that yet or not, but I just want to verify that.
Yes, sir.
Because that, you know, that's important for
it is, and it was brought to our attention a while back, and we did confirm that.
Okay.
So, and we didn't scale the precise measurement. We just checked that it met that minimum standard, and it did. So.
Very good. That's all I have. Thank you, Manager.
Any other questions? No?
So, well, I have one. The placement of it, I'm assuming you're doing that because if you put it any further back, it'd be blocked by the building that was right
yes,
there.
Yes, sir.
And?
Yes, sir.
And you wouldn't be able to get, you could probably still see it from the west, but you wouldn't be able to see it coming east.
That's right.
From the east to the west.
And then the other thing, keep in mind, like I said earlier, the right-of-way is unusually wide there also for the state. It's 100 feet they have there. Most of the time it would be 75, but they actually have 100 feet.
But that doesn't affect this in any way because it's nope. still 40 feet from your property line.
Absolutely. He was talking about view as far as being okay. able to see the sign.
Okay. Do I still ask if there's someone here in favor or in opposition?
We would ask that because I do see a lady here, so I don't know if she would be supportive or against it, but okay. we do have to ask that question.
Anyone in favor of this application? I sure isn't. Anyone in opposition of this application? No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
And I would note for the board that this is not a temporary special use exception. This would be a permanent. Permanent. Correct.
Forever and ever.
Amen. Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12398 for James and Mary Beth Parker for the special use exception for the placement of the sign as presented. I don't believe that it will substantially or adversely affect the uses of the neighboring or adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next case.
We did